Considering the mode of Asura Batavis, let's take something which very fundamental in itself. To know that Abraham says that if Asura Batavis could have fallen on Shabbos, we would have had to fast on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av, Shavuos Betamuz, all the other Tanaisim of the Rebbeinu, we never fast Shabbos. It's Mitzvah. The Torah B'Tavis has been so set up, it could never fall on Shabbos. But could have fallen on Shabbos, or at the time when it was Kaddish Kedoshim, would have to fast Shabbos. The severity of the tainus of the Torah B'Tavis is it would be dirty Shabbos. However, why? Because as the Etzem Yom Hazeh and the Bovel, it was opening up the war, and using language by Etzem. Then the Chassam Sefer. What I'm trying to say, I'm basing it on this Chassam Sefer. What's the difference between the old Tanais, Shavuos Betamuz, Tisha B'Av, and to Gedalia? All the Tanais that we never fight Shabbos in Sobetavis here, in the sense of fun. The other Tanais is to commemorate a past event. And the Sobetavis is a present event. It's a present Torah. It's a Torah of today. A past event, which you have to remember, to learn, fine. So Shabbos, not relevant. Shabbos is pushing towards. But the Torah B'Tavis, whatever Torah B'Tavis means, it's a present issue. And it can be doich, it's a present. You have a dangerous situation. So is the Chassam Sefer. So we have to be fasting for a present, for something which is happening now. Now, why? What's the sort of difference than Tisha B'Av, Shavuos Betamuz of the past? We know that we have four goluses, actually three, which were encapsulated by four. Bovel, Moda, Yovan, Edom. Shemet is right in the beginning of the Bri, and Breishis. Ba'oretz hoysu soyu v'voyu v'choyshech. Apreis ahoy, v'rech v'kem elok. Se chazal, soyu z'bovel, v'voyu, v'moda akoras, choyshech z'yoba. Ahoyim is Edom. Edom really is capsulizing all three of them. Just like we have, as the Maral explains, three things which we could never be over. Can never transgress. Yeher Galiav is when the Zorik in the Roish Shuchas Domim, those three you could never transgress. Of Losh Nahara, Shoko Kneged Kulam. Also, Losh Nahara is no substance. You will not kill a person for Losh Nahara. But the damage, it capsulizes all three of them. Same thing, Bovel, Moda, Yovan, is when the Zorik in the Roish Shuchas Domim. And Adam is capsulizing all of them, having no substance. The Losh Nahara Medrash. So if you have a gazlan, it doesn't have any own agenda. Adam has everything, steals from everyone. What is Bovel Modi? When it's about the Zorik, you know, Shvichas Domim. Shvichas Domim, we're not going to explain the other Golosan. It's Bovel, killed Laman Elio, just destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's a past event. Poras is a Royes, it's a Chashveirosh, everything which happened there. Liquidating Jewish people by Lashmi Lahalik, by Nehelu Misudosai Sarosha. This is Gila Royas. And in Avodah Zorah is Yomam. Avodah Zorah. Worshipping somebody else instead of God. Avodah Zorah is not so much that you're crazy enough to worship a simple symbol or something. It's more avoiding a Kodesh Baruch Hu, running away from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't have any other gasmin. Tifnei Elelidim. Don't go away from Hashem. And that's Yovan. And that is very relevant today. We don't have today Stalin, let's call it the Bovel, liquidating ideologically Jewish people as it was atheism, socialism, which is Shvichas Domim, just totally. We don't have today. There are other Golosim which try to ideologically take us away and to intoxicate us with all kind of other things. All the things is past events. The world came actually, I speak to the point, we're living now very clearly with no question in times of Mashiach. Times of Mashiach, Mashiach is not yet here. Mashiach, the ultimate Mashiach is when he's here and rules over the world and finish. And he's boss, he's king, he's shalit. But before that person, whoever is going to be, is going to, the message of him has to be there before. It's one thing, you can't impose anything on the world and rule over the world unless the message is here. So the message has to be there before you could impose it and apply it to the people. Now take it. You have to produce the product and then you could sell the product. And you could even impose the product. But if there's no product, there's nothing we could impose on the world. What is the product of Mashiach? Light. Molo all the days Hashem. The world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. If anyone wants to know Hashem, you could know Hashem today. Like never ever before. If anyone wants to acknowledge the darkness of the world, darkness means they are paralyzed. They have no light, you have no future, you have nothing but you could fantasize for the future. That's called light. There was never in the last 2500 years before the first bubble struck us, then destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash and Nebuchadnezzar. Since then, for the last 2500 years, and Ezer Chochem HaMakaris Mekoymoy, who is a smart one, is acknowledging which time we live. We live in the time and I can never experience the last 2500 years. When you see the darkness of the world is totally crippling the world, giving no future, giving no hopes, nothing, nobody promises you anything. I mean, very recently, the last 100 years, we had great ideologies dominating the world. You had socialism, communism, capitalism. We thought America is in Zionism. You could have your own state, you could have your own army, you would never galut, never again. We have free of the galus. They had very high hopes, and they were very successful. More than half of the world became socialist, communist. And who speaks about democracy? That's also a very big thing, democracy, capitalism. It captured all them. And matter of fact, the war over socialism. And then Zionism got free of Godus, and that captured, unfortunately, most of the Jews went after that. But it blew up. With any socialism, communism, capitalism today, anyone knows what's going to happen next moment. Financially, the whole system is standing on nothing. And Zionism, never mind, is totally bankrupt. We all see where we are today. I mean, it's total. You see the world's of total darkness. Now, darkness, as you see, Makos Choshech in Mitzrayim, says the possible Yom HaShachoshech, it crippled them. What is the ideology of Mitzrayim? What is Paro opposing us? Independence. You could sustain, you could exist without Hashem. We don't have to depend on Hashem. You want to be nice to religious, you want to give credit for Hashem, he created the world, he created nature, fine. Rishon Bore Elohim. It's by Elohim, says Paro. I don't mind acknowledging God created the world, giving credit, he runs the world. But he made such a world that I could stay independent of him. I don't have to be continuously dependent on him. What proves him wrong? When he came to Makos Choshech, the 10th plague, Yom HaShachoshech, says Rashi, the one who stands cannot sit, the one who sits cannot stand. He got totally crippled, paralyzed, he can't move. So where is the Koich HaVayitzimiyot? Where is the Koich HaVayitzimiyot? So it's the bankruptcy of Paro, bankruptcy of independent, be independent, that you don't have to rely on a good boss. What does mean Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim? He came out of Mitzrayim, he saw the light. That lechti chachra b'midbar. I don't mind going in the desert without knowing what's going to be tomorrow. I'm not living on nature. I'm not living anything. I'm living on Hashem. Whatever Hashem takes me, I'm taking. That's called light. Yisroel Orba Moshe, the Makos Choshech, that was the final test. What do you choose to be? And don't blame anyone that you have been misled. In other words, let me give you a little other introduction. When Yaakov goes to build the Am Yisrael and went to sleep, and he dreams. Sulam Utsavot, so it's a letter grounded on the earth. Rosh HaMikdash Shemam, the head is reaching heaven. The Melach HaElokim, the angels of God, the messenger of God, they come up and go down. No, Rashi's Medayik, Envy should come first down, Envy's usually out in heaven, should be Anachakim, Yordim, and then Oilim. So Rashi answers this part. Yaakov was escorted by Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. He was in Eretz Yisrael, he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Chutz Lo'aretz. So Malachi Eretz Yisrael, don't go out to Chutz Lo'aretz. It went up, first had to go up. And Malachi Chutz Lo'aretz, and the angel of Israel came down to escort him. So therefore, it's Malachim Oilim Beyond. Very nice. But there's a problem. How come you leave Yaakov alone? If he needs to be escorted, you know, there's a change of guard. You don't leave before the next one comes. So the Malachi Eretz Yisrael should have stayed until Malachi Chutz Lo'aretz come down. You left him alone. Very important, my soul is similar to Bonin. Everything which you tell us, Bab is to tell us stories about the Ovois, is a symmetry of children, everything is going to happen with us. The last station of Yaakov Avinu was, we have seen Yaakov Levado, Yaakov remained alone, no escort. Nobody's escort, no cup fights, no dampers, you're totally alone. Now you have to single-handedly fight the whole world. We also seen Yaakov Levado to the last son of Yaakov Avinu. And he went through everything, went through the whole thing with Lovam, with Shem, with Dino, with everything, everything. And finally, he's coming home to Eretz Yisrael, embracing Yitzchak, that's his final Mashiach, the conclusion. That's the final test. What was the final test? We also see Yankel Levado, he remained alone. No escort. Not like Eretz Yisrael, not like Chutzos. The Yom Kishimai, all of a sudden, the Sara Shaleisa, through 14, the whole night. The whole night. He used all techniques, was his last knockout. But I couldn't overcome Yaakov. However, Heather Viga Bekashurekoi. They did touch him, they did damage his thighs. It's a lay, and he was limping. That was the last. But it was the Yaakov the Bavli. Till that point, and we are that at this point today, every one of us here alone. It's a very lonely world. You have no escort. Not to the bad, and not to the good. You're free to choose whoever you want to be, and no one's going to stand in your way. Till now, we were escorted, everyone in his own way. We were Melachel Kim Olim V'Yodim. I tell you how. Whoever I am, FFB, from birth, I can't take credit for me, whoever I am. I was escorted, at wonderful parents. They put me good yeshivas, had a wonderful rabbi. They married me off young, and I got stuck in my system. I was Melachel Kim Olim. They were escorting. But that's not yet me. You have to be challenged, you have to go to a test, and you're totally not. There's no more Malach Elim, we're not escorted. Take a secular Jew, about Tshuva, 3-4 generations of assimilated Jew, is it his fault? He was escorted down with Yodim. They took him away. It's not him. So you can't give credit for the religious Jew, why is he religious? You can't believe the secular Jew, why is secular? Both of them, they were escorted. But they came to a meeting point as we are to the meeting. We today are alone. There's no change of God. In between change of God, you want to be Ole, you want to be Ole, it's only up to Vivos and Yaakov Levado. You're totally alone. Now you see your enemy. You see your enemy fighting you. And now you have nobody to blame. If you choose to stay in darkness, and not to open your mind, and not to see the light which is available, okay, you're committing suicide. Or do you want to see the light? The light is available. In Makkos Choshech, that was the final station before the Jewish people had to have to choose who is willing to leave Mitzrayim, means to leave the world of nature, and go into the unknown future, throwing yourself totally at the mercy of God. They went through 10 Makkos. The ninth market was the final market, was the final choice which you had to make. It's darkness. What happens? There's no Yisrael. They're all paralyzed. Yisrael, Orba, Moshe, the Jewish people had light. Had light. Which light? So we bring down his forum, they saw the light, which other magician had never done a carousel into the stack of suffering. So they saw the total light. They say, God, to the end of generations, the same light as we all experienced. Forgot it before we were born. Same thing is told on us. Before the neshama comes into the body, the neshama is the light. It's above the head. Ned doyle kalroi. The neshama is above our body. When we stuck in the suffering, so it looks more than 12 minutes, sees the entire future. What you're going to go through life until Mashiach, until the tikkun. And in Okolo Teirikulai. That's called light. In Makkos Choshech, just as a baby, when I was born, and I believe what the Gemara said, that I personally saw myself, my whole future, to the end of the days, and who can tell you, and know what my destiny is. And then when the Shema goes into my body, Momar Chesotopi forgets it, and now we have to struggle to recapture whatever Mula I believe who I was. When the Jewish nation were born, the Shem wants a nation, a nation, the birth of the nation, Hashem gave the entire Jewish people in Mitzrayim that light. You should see your entire future, what your destiny is, what you're going to have to go through all the suffering, and who's. And Hashem says, I'm not going to force you. Those who don't want to leave, they don't want it. Other magician didn't choose. He also had the light and chose to die. And Avraham Avinu saw the price that he's going to pay, he chose to live. That choice was given to Am Yisrael by Makos Choshech. And then what happened? 80% choose, we don't want to leave. We rather die, we're not going to go into the long journey. As we understood. You see the light, you see your future. And 20% choose to leave. And Hashem says, thank you. You get credit for that. Zochat yelo chesed yidit chesed. Alechtich achra b'midbar. You were willing to leave, let go the world, and coming after me into the unknown future. Thank you very much. I'm giving you a lot of credit for that. And by the way, this 20% who did choose to go, they were not on the same category. There were four different levels of Jews. Chochom Rosha Tamshin Elisha. The Rosha says, I'm coming. I say, I have no choice. I don't want to commit suicide, but I wish you would have less mitzvahs. More void than Zayis Lachem. But he didn't accept it. And he's stuck in it. Fine. But you can. Hashem says, you also did chesed. What do we see? In order that we should be blamed or claimed or credited for my choice, you have to come to a point that you're totally alone. Nobody's pushing you neither way. Till now you were escorted in either way. And Hashem is giving you the clear clarity. You see darkness and you see light. Darkness and light. You see darkness means the world has nothing what to offer. You have no future. You see light. You also see the price that you're going to have to pay for the light. Because when those people saw the light, they went totally foolish. They didn't want to leave. Obviously, the best way to explain it, how come they didn't leave when they saw the future? Take an example. Take 1,000 chosen kalos. Very excited, all looking forward to get married. I suppose I have my email address in heaven that I could order those videos which has been shown to us before we were born, but we're going to go through in life. Okay, after that it has been forgotten. And I order everyone's video, 1,000 videos, every couple's video what they're going to go through in the marriage life. And I invite in every couple before they're getting married, come, I'm going to show a video what both of you are going to go through for the next 50, 60, 70 years. How many things will go underneath the chuppah? I think 80% will say, sorry, it's not for me. Not for me. I get cold feet. That wasn't Mitzrayim. When they saw, Lech Techach Rabbah Midbar, it's not that you're going to the desert. You saw until the end of the day, so every Jewish suffering is going to be. Other magician wasn't a fool that he says, I'd rather die, I'll be a Ben Noach, Noach Tzadik, I will work for you, pay me, but I'm not ready to invest. Too painful for me. Avraham Avinu saw the same thing, the price that he is paying. He says, I'm doing it, no matter what. I'm not doing it for me. You're right, if you're doing it for you, it doesn't pay. But if you feel you're doing it for Hashem, your partner, Hashem gave you a choice, and Hashem is affected by your choice, please, don't run away from me. If I feel I could do it for Hashem, I do anything. That was Avraham Avinu. Means to say, if that how we came into the marriage with Hashem, we have to decide, knowing this. The marriage, the wedding is only finishing by Mashiach. The Chet El Yichud wasn't done yet. It's a long wedding. We were escorted, you know, in a chasana, no matter how much you have been pushed into the Shidach, but you have to be escorted, you know, by the interferes to the chuppah, no? I mean, we get called Peter, going to run away the last minute. The chasana, the color, they have to make you dance, they have to entertain you, because sometimes, you know, they're getting afraid who needs it. So you get intoxicated, you get carried away, just come to being escorted. Either way, we ask you to break the marriage, the cup out of Yiddishkeit. Those are oil and beyondi. But the conclusion has to be your decision. When those Yankel of we are it now, and that's Choshech and all the Choshech Shabbos, the Echo Light and Darkness is dominating at the same time. you could contradict me, you could not agree with me, and if you tell me if you don't agree with me, there was never a time to see the darkness, the crippling of the world, and the light. Because there was never such a time as we have today. That don't blame anyone about your choices, because when you see the way people choose today, there's never a time as today to see it. You don't have to tell you, hundreds of thousands of young, intelligent people seeing the light, making a decision like Avraham Avinu, leaving the world, going into Torah, fighting the parents, leaving every fraternity, all the friendships, everything, and becoming Balshivas. What happened? This was the light. At the same time, you see, for the nicest, most beautiful FFB families, Hasidish and Bnei Torah, Bnei Barakim, Shlaim all over, living for no reason. Where do you live? Anyone made you crazy? Go to Rehov Yafo. Anyone make you crazy? No. Go to the internet, go to the entertainment. Knowing I'm getting lost, like everyone is lost, but that's what I want. Shrius Libeila. That's the final test. Shrius Libi. Shem says, I took away all the escorting. I'm not manipulating you, not to the good and not to the bad. You're totally on your own. And if you apply in simple, honest judgment, you see the absolute darkness of the world, the crippling world, and you see the light of the world, you see the price that you pay for that. Nobody promises you that you're going to have a honeymoon once you become a Baal Tshuva. You're going to go to struggling, but you don't mind. That has to be the final thing. And that's Yova. Now, there's a great difference, big, big difference between Bovel Modai, Churm, what they do, Shibos Batamus, Tishabov, which is commemorating the past, they really were destructive. They destroyed. Semigish was destroyed, they liquidated the Jews, Lashman Alec, Hitler, Stalin, Zionism was destruction. They emptied up with the Medroshim, with power. It was Tohu Vavo, devastation, emptied out. Bovel in Modai was actually physical destruction. So now the city, we're fasting for the past, and hope Mashiach will come, will replace what they took away. Only Mashiach will just bring us back the Torah, bring us back the Vesamit, it's going to bring us back Eretz Yisrael. Only Mashiach. What did Yovel do? Yovel didn't destroy everything. For 180 years, he allows us to be in Israel, get the Vesamit, get Korbanos, and everything. Darkness. You could. This room is now light. All of a sudden, it gets pitch dark. Did anything change? Nothing changed. But you don't see it. But if you're smart enough, you don't see nothing change. So what? Until you get light, you get everything back. Yovel didn't took anything away. It just darkened it. And you have a choice to believe I could light them up or to stay in darkness. But he didn't took anything away. And if you have an ability to light them up, and you don't light them up, and you cry, I can't move, I'm crippled, who tells you? Light up. How do you shall light up? Neir Hashem, the light of Hashem, Nishmasa, you have a neshama, you have sechel. Neshama shebemach, you have a brain. Learn in Torah. Neir mitzvah, the Torah or. Neir mitzvah, neir is the candle. The candle which allows to create light. Ner is a candle. It's like the flat, like the projector. That's the ner. Torah, the or is the light itself. What is the difference between producing light? That's a ner, producing light, and the essence of light. I will bring it down to myself, to ourselves. How many of us, including myself, you know, something happens not pleasant, okay, and I want to calm myself down, tranquilize myself. How do I talk? Something bad happened. You have to thank Hashem for bad times happened, just like the moment. How could I think? Kabbalah b'lev sholem, to accept with a full heart, the nefesh chafetz, with a desirous heart, to become the simcha. I can't become the simcha. You have to make bracha dynamis. I can't make toy dramatic. You lost a dear member of the family. It hurts, you cry. Isn't that a contradiction? Momonushach. If I have to accept it all the simcha, dance. Say Toivimetiv. And if you're going to say an alvai Toivimetiv, it's a brocha levatone. It's a brocha levatone. But you have to make dynamis. But you have to make it with the same simcha as He just got the first child. He just got married. He said, Tovu Meitiv. Isn't it a contradiction? Then he said, it's not a contradiction. A man is, our job is to bring the light, to bring the truth into our heart. The Tovu Vori V'choshech, the darkness is in my heart. We all feel it. It's a very beautiful notion of the Rambam. Chaiwa on the Mishnah, Chaiwa Mavodach Alaruch, Hashem Shemavodach, you have to make with the same acceptance, with the same joy, with the same simcha when you make a brocha da'in emes, as you make Tovu Meitiv. How can you do this? Zog the Rambam, Hem Lebaale HaSeichel HaSichliim, those were the intellectual, intelligent people who have possessed intelligence. Sheikh Moshe's Kasa. He should calm down, he should subdue his anger. The anger comes from heart. You don't need brain to be angry. You don't need brain to cry when you have a tragedy. When you win a lottery ticket, $50 million, you don't need brain to dance. It dances from itself. It's your heart dances. And if you lost $50 million, you don't need brain to cry. It goes automatically. Question, how are you a piece of heart? Every cat, every dog feels, every child feels. We have a brain. Who are you? Now, the Ner Mitzvah to create, there's a mitzvah to learn in Torah. This in Torah has two concepts, two qualities. First, you have to create light. Sitting below in Torah, you're breaking your head. You actually like to take a candle, take a Ner. You're creating light. When you create light in your head, in your head. Then when you created the light, the next thing is, what do you do with the light? You have to shine and bring them into your heart. That's the or. That's the or. That's the light. If you all create light in the head, you know everything. You know about the Chavis we're talking. You know all the Ashkofen. Beautiful, everything is. But you don't shine them into your heart, radiate them into your heart. It's pretty personality. You cry. That, of course, something happened to me, my heart cries, but I have to go to my brain. Who did it? Hashem did it. And everything is very good. So what did Hashem do? Hashem knows exactly what I have to go through. I'm all working towards His amazing, to His selection, to Olam HaTikun. And that's my treatment, which I'm being treated by because top of it. You have to talk to yourself, talk to yourself. That's exactly the Rambam says, Balas Sechel, that's it. Shiyubash is Kasa. What did Yovan do? We're all being affected today by Yovan. It's a paradox. There was never so clarity as we have today. We have light. And you made the same person. 30 years ago, 25 years ago, when there was still not Yovan, it was still ideological war, we started on the effect of Toiv and Voyu. And you made aggressively fighting us. Today nobody fights us like us. They're afraid of us. And we had seminars of secular people 30 years ago. There used to be fights. There used to be almost fighting, screaming. And people objected and they fought for the Iran. And the more he fought, then he cracked, he became a Balshuk. Because he was really misled. He really believed in his nonsense. And if you cracked him, he fought. He was defending his nonsense. When you cracked him, but he was still in respect of himself. He was misled. He was escorted to believe what they believe. You crack them, they talk about you. Today, unfortunately, we have seminars day and night, secular people, and say, yes, so nice, so beautiful, so proud to be Jewish. We have the truth. So why don't you become a Jew? Nobody. The light of the head does not come into your heart, does not come into you. You could know your heart, your brain, everything's all good for you. You believe it, you will give a whole lecture on it for somebody else. But for you, you remain the same sad, depressed guy. That's darkness. And Yovan is the one who sheds, you could have hold the light and shed certain darkness over your heart, not to live what you know, not to appreciate what you know, not to be what you know. That means you split personality. So what will help when Mashiach will come? It's a very important thing. Mashiach will not give you what you had not wanted to have. Mashiach will give you all the light. Molo orders the Hashem. The whole world is going to be filled with knowledge of God. The light's going to come up. You see the bankers of the world. I have it today.
I don't need Mashiach to come in to convince me, Moshe Emes, Terus Emes. I don't need Mashiach to convince me this, the whole nonsense of the world is nonsense. You know it, you see it, you see it. What's my problem? The problem is, I can't preach, I don't live it. We have darkness of Yahweh, so the mitzvah is you have to light them up. So what will happen, Mashiach? Mashiach is going to give me more clarity. To bring that light into my heart, I have to do. I have to do, not Mashiach. There's certain blockages in our heart, which our heart is resisting, fighting such a mother, Shem is above, the Shem will circumcise your heart. Going to take away the blockage. The Lev Evan, the heart of stone, is going to make it the Lev Bosar. But I have to apply the light, that's what I have to want, that I have to make Mashiach. So there's a mitzvah to lechakas no Mashiach, letzav no Hashem, we speak a lot about it. And it's very important to know, the Rambam says a very harsh word. The Rambam says, Yuchas Baruch HaKol, Mishayin Amam, if somebody does not believe in Mashiach mitzvah, say, I don't believe in the whole thing that you're talking about. Oy, Shayin Amitzav, or doesn't wait for him. He believes, he knows everything. Believes, eventually it's going to come, but he's not waiting for him. He will never see Mashiach, never going to get anything. Has a kofa, because of him, for Smoisha, he's not going to get anything. He said, why is there a kofa? Kofa. The Rama said the lotion, kofa. He denied. Denied Torah, Smoisha, everything. But maybe somebody says, nonsense, Mashiach will never come, there's no such a thing. I understand he's a kofa. So he believes. He believes. He knows. He knows. But he doesn't wait him. Doesn't, why is he kofa? Yes, because only the whole avoid which we have, that we have to light up that can, Neir Hashem Nishma Sodom, to bring the light of my Sechel and bring him into my heart. And that's the whole Nishma. Timu Kola Shmanim, Shmanim is Chochmah. Shemen is Chochmah. Shemen is also Neshoma. We have a Neshoma in our head, Neshoma Shebem Moifi. No person is deprived today of knowing the two. You know it very well. You could bring in groups, you could bring a secular voice and everything. And you will entertain, you will like it, and you're going to smile, you're going to dance, you're going to feel the Shabbos. It's not a problem anymore today. We have no competition. We have no. The only competition we have is the blockage, the internet, the entertainment. Das, Seichel, Lebala Seichel, Seichel, Antochel, Odom Das. Das is the light, and that light has to come into the heart. And that's what the Lord speaks to us every morning. Every morning speaks of Elohim to us. He's told it by the Pentecostal Father. He's saying it. We're verbalizing his words. The first thing, be a mensch. What is being a mensch? If I may say, it doesn't say the Elohim, but it's been said in Maral. The words Odom, Atem Klim Odom, we have the title Odom. Why is Odom? Aleph is the Neshama. It's a Lufa Sha'oil, Michil Sha'oilam. Aleph is the Neshama. It's a Lukus, the Neshama. Dam, is the physical material, blood, is the physical person. We are a combination of body and soul. The body is the dam, and Aleph is the light, right? If you are living heaven, if you take the dam, be a mensch. How? First you to articulate the truth. Light is the truth. If you don't articulate the truth, you have nothing but to tell it to your body. There's nobody to talk to. First, you have to be moedal emes, articulate the truth, take it apart, understand it in depth, know the truth. Don't even. But that's only a head chart. That's the nerve mitzvah. Learning Torah to articulate the truth, to come to them. Then the doivren emes, the vovada, speak in the emes into your heart, bring it out to your heart. Therefore, man is called medaber. The only way you could take that truth which you have in your head and tranquilize yourself into yourself when you speak to yourself. I mean, we experience it all the time, and you could feel it right here now too. Take a person depressed, totally lost and everything, and he comes and comes and I talk to him. We're having the Shabbos and seminar, you know, in Hebrew. It's full, overbooked, over 100 families. What is happening? We talk to them, talk to people, go home. What happened? Can't you do it to yourself? You got no news. You got no news. We didn't tell him any news. The light was there to give me. People could come to a seminar. I mean, I'm talking for from people. Religious people, Haredi people, Torah people, Hasidic people. People come. Everyone is a speculator today. Today is everyone knows the Yankel of Abel. Every person is on Peko. You know, everyone, he has a part of Sholem Bayis, he has no children, he has too much children. Everyone has problems.
panos, or death, whatever that is. Difficulties. You're today alone. It's a lonely world. Now, when you start learning B'tochen and Ashkof and everything, that's by the lemas. You're articulating the Aleph. That's light. Das, sacred. Vibrate your light. Start thinking. But that's not enough. The Dover was speaking to your heart. Bring it out. You're Dover. You call them a Dover. Now, people say, I cannot do it. So why can't you do it? Just like when you could sit. I mean, I'm experiencing the Shem Shetab Fur. We never had a fallout. I always tell my people, when I start the seminar Thursday night, everyone wants to witness it. You're welcome to come Thursday night to Neir Etzion. Why do you care? You're not going to get Musar. You're not getting any news. Everything you know, everything is in this. But one thing I do promise you, you're going to go home on Shabbos on the clouds. You're going to say, I'll show you what I've okay. Nothing changed. You have your peckle, you have a problem. But you're going to accept yourself. If not, your money back. You think, look at me, but in 2 days, you know, you're gonna make me a happy person. You're going to put drugs into the soup. You're going to drug us up. And Motzei Shabbos, every time I ask him, who wants his money back? Nobody wants his money back. They read on the cloud. I said, what happened? So you know what happened? I did for you what you have to do to yourself. I took your information, your light, your deo, and I brought it into your heart. Why can't you do it to yourself? And you would tell you every morning, Moidele Emes, clarify itself, particularly to the David Emes, by speaking heart to your heart. V'yashkem v'yoyma, get up and say, you know who you are? I'm not going to be able to say, I'm not going to be able to say, I'm the only one child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything which is happening for my good. I'm in treatment, and Hashem is my doctor. To the point, you say, Ashreinu, Matoy Chalkeinu, when you're going to read me, you'll finish your sentence. It could be accomplished. If I see it accomplished, I could take a group of people that have no imagination what's going to happen to them. And I tell them in advance, you're going to have no news, and nobody's going to brainwash you. So what happened to it? But you're supposed to do it, don't do it. That's your mind. You leave the light in your head, the darkness, I'm called as the mechitza, which does not allow to be. So what is the darkness? See, that's the punch on which I would like to impress on you. And please, I don't think you have to be told you're wonderful Bnei Torah. But if you understand it so clearly, if you take on, you're going to be Avraham Avinu that help other people too. What is the greatest, what is your advanced technique? I know everything and I'm not happy. I could say it to somebody else and can't tell it to myself. What is it? Hesach Hadas. Not thinking. What is light? Thinking. Moedel Emes means articulate the truth. Articulate the truth. Let's say, giving a motion which is really not so fitting. Not so fitting. There's a stuck pipe, you know, overflowing the sink. A sink overflows. I understand, you know, the pipes have been filled with junk there. There's two ways how to unplug it. You take a wire and start dribbling. So it drips and drops, you make a little hole. The water should go through. The other way to do it is, which the right way to do it is, you build up a big tank of water above that, big pressure, and let it go. That pushes through all the garbage. If you're full of garbage, we're all stuck up in Hesach Hadas. Doesn't have to be also, doesn't have to be forbidden as others. Just don't, the opposite of the light. Light means Hashem, me, you love me, that means light. It's plugged up, doesn't go down to my heart. I'm speaking to it. So you hear a schmooze, you hear a lecture, you hear a tape, like a little, take a wire, open a couple of little things so some traps come in, then gets plugged up again. Moedel Emes means articulate, be intensively involved in Atochoyo Otom Das. Hesach Hadas plugs it up. The minute you don't think, the oven doesn't let you think. Kosher entertainment. That's your one. Bob and Moda gives you also entertainment. He gives you arroyas, all kind of nonsense. Your one says, no, this is something. Seriously, we take a little vacation. The best I could explain is it happened years ago, 13, 14 years ago. I remember Towers Air, a charter airline. And it was used very much with Benetoyer. So once, there was a full of the end of Shishim Pinker to Chai Bruchah was on that plane. They started playing a movie. So he said, and asked him, went over to the head stewards, and said, listen, it's mostly very dirty. Stop this dirty movies. Put something in nature, wildlife, you know. I'd call it geographic. National Geographic, everything. Kosher also. Put something kosher up. So listen, okay. So they stopped the dirty movie, and they put on wildlife, a sensor. So Shimshon walked over to this, asking the directors, you know, you Yovan. You are Yovan. So what did it? This is Arroyas. The other movies is Arroyas. He used to drive. He said, if anyone wants to look at, let me look at, let it die. Yomas Yoshev Yalite, you give him. But most people wouldn't look at it. You're not supposed to look at it. So look at the Gemara. He wouldn't look at it. And if you didn't convince him to sleep because he doesn't want to look in front of sleep, it's become every minute and mitzvah is to say, Achav Acharecha. But you wouldn't, why not? No, it's kosher. You entertained the whole night. Yomam was blocking it. That's the blockage. We have to do so much kosher entertainment, kosher internet, and black TVs, and kosher telephones, and all kinds of things. And we don't realize, otherwise I want to tell you something. I come here, right? Nobody pays me for that, right? And I don't want to get paid for that. You know why I come again? For me. I come again for me. It's a chizuk for me that it shouldn't interest me anything, only my light. We all have problems. We all have issues. We all have issues. So how can I be always ashamed if I have a gender? My personal gender is, and you know, it says Moital Emes, clearer and more clearer, and talk to yourself. When I talk to you, I'm talking to myself. So all of a sudden something happened. And I'll give you a beautiful example. It happened two, 3 weeks ago. A very wonderful young man, 25-year-old young man, comes to me, big time with Chochmah, even the Shema, very devoted, good. And I got a lot of problems, depressions, panic attacks, and nothing works. And then he goes to psychologist, he gets medication, and so on, and so on. He comes to me. I said, why come to me? I'm not a psychologist, and I'm not a Baba either, not a Makuban either. No. So he comes to me. I happen to get a hold of one of your discs, and gave me a chizuk, gave me a direction, gave me, I felt maybe he could help me. He says, I'm trying everything, I'm davening, I'm learning, and I'm doing everything. And so, and today, if you don't see today, see you open up a newspaper, which kupatayir, which pictures, and which kahanim, and which mkanim, you're also going to work for you, and which mokavis akdash, and we go to the chsidish, to go to Vilna, to go to Chofetz Chaim. But you could guarantee yourself, you have problems, you know, you could solve our problems. You find ways how to have macharim around the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and says, you know, you're not going to get what you want. I have my babas, my mikuborim. So your problem is that you try so hard to get what you want and Hashem is disappointing you, so you get depressed. He says, yes. He says, I tell you what to do. You have to change your take a switch in your head, a little switch. You know what your problem is? All you're doing is you're doing business with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're doing all, everything is business. What can I get? How can I get? Which can I guarantee? It's a very beautiful Maimon in Michta Bevilfer Abdes, a very famous Maimon. The man has two quality, either you're anointed, either you're a taker, either you're a giver. This goes much deeper than from modern Machabayim, husband and wife. It's much deeper. It's between you and Hashem. What is the relation with Hashem? Hashem has created the man with two products. Yitzer Elohim Eso Odom. Kodesh Baruch Hu formulated that man. The Yitzer. Says Rashi in the class, two Yitzirus. The man is built from two qualities. Now, why is that called Yetzira? I heard it from the Moshe Shapiro Shmita. Why is it called Yetzira? It says, Yetzira means that it's a Yetzer, it's a gravitation which makes a Tzura. It makes a reality. It makes a stamp. It makes something. So the Yetzira is, there's two Yetziras in a man. Ofa me'adomo, physical, material, earthy. It only knows to take. The world knows only to take. It doesn't mean that you don't give, but it's a give and take. I'm giving in order to take. That's what Yitzira of Ami Adom. But also Yipach Baba of Nishmas Chayim, we put in the Neshama Chilak of Akai Mimal, and Neshama. Now Hashem doesn't take, Hashem only gives, Hashem is everything. Matter of fact, he only enjoys giving. Of course, Hashem also takes me in order to enable him to give more. So the Rav Dessler brings that the man, there's a man who could be, his whole focus is, on the tefillah. What can I get? And let's be honest. Every person naturally, everything which you decide, what will be in for me, does it pay? Right? Then there's a, you could make other decision. I'm a noisy. I'm enjoying the act of giving. What can I do for you? And I'm enjoying I could give you something. So he brings it up more than Odom Lechaveiro of Dessler. I applied the same thing with Odom Lemokam. You could have a wonderful relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like a husband and wife. The wife is the most decent, beautiful, sweet, and performing wife, but she's only in for herself. Now, when will you see, but she does everything for you. But when you see that she's for herself, is in for you, that in case you're disappointed, she didn't get for some reason, she's depressed. But if she only to have you in mind to give you, she has but she didn't get, I'm not doing it for a reason. So I said to this man, your problem is the whole Yiddishkeit is making business. It's also said in Matrei, but the goal is to flesh and boy lishma, eventually to give. You're only taking, so Hashem disappointing you, so you're getting depressed. Switch, start giving. Anything which you're doing, what can I give now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Any problem which you have, don't think about yourself. What can I now give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, this, many times the business had a disappointment, right? Yeah, a customer took away, went bankrupt, I lost $100,000. I had no problem with it. What will I tell my wife? That's your problem? Yes. I could make peace with the lost $100,000. I can see her pay. What is infinite HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't know what you're talking about. I never heard this language. Give. Everything you decide. And relationship, I give. So I said to him, in order to drag it, to show him black and white what I'm thinking, he says, tell me, why am I talking to you now? Why am I taking my time with you? Can you tell me? I'm now doing chesed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm treating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not treating you. You're a means for me to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's, why? So you know, so you're Talmid Chochem, you have all, right? You have light. You have light in your head, but not in your heart. What does the light say? What does that say? Are you the only child of Hashem? He's a Talmid Chochem. He says, yes. I would have been created for me. Is that true? Yes. Yeah. Does Hashem love you? Yes. All the claims that you disclaim that Hashem doesn't treat you, is it for your good or for your bad? It's for the good. You know everything. How come you're depressed? How come you're depressed? How come you can't bring it into your heart? You have all the information, you have all the light in your head. But it's Hesach Hadas. What's Hesach Hadas? But I don't like it. You know, as all of us say, you know, I know it all here, but I can't bring it down to the heart. I can't bring it down to the heart. Says, you know, what I'm talking now to you, says, you know, Hashem is much more in pain than you. When you get depressed, that you can't accept that Hashem is treating you. Whenever you're in pain, Hashem is much for you. Hashem loves you. Says, foolish child, I'm doing it for your benefit. And you complain. You don't tell me, thank you, Hashem, whatever you can do. But if you have no seichel, you want to be miserable, why are you making Hashem miserable? Hashem is at pain. So now by me coming to you and explaining you who you are and be happy, who am I making happy? Hashem. Every tzav that you have, no tzav. It's a tzav for Hashem. So by me making you happy, I make Hashem happy. I'm treating Hashem. If you would switch your outlook in your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, what can I do for you? Don't look at yourself. Don't look at yourself. It's a great to say, I don't mind losing $100,000, I just feel bad for my wife, for my father, but will I tell him? I don't want to tell it to you, I don't want to hurt you. That's nice. That's a little madrega that you could accept, but you don't shame me that pain. He's a Talmid Chochem. He's asking me, I hear what you say, but where are you taking it from? First, it's always the issue, bring me the question. Why do you care? Is it logical? Is it beautiful? If you believe so, why do you care? To view from around, is a Chochem a loyal Mekolodim? Who is a smart person who learns from anyone? Says the Maral. Most people don't want to learn from anyone. Who are you? If you're a big person, I will learn with you. But if you're a simple guy, who are you? Why should I take it from you? But he's not a Chochem. Because most people, they don't mean the Chochmah, they want to have a connection to the great person. So you know, you can't have a great person to speak to him. You can't go to Rav Shtam and speak to him in politics. So you have to speak Torah with him. So what are your connections? Using Chochmah as a means They were shaykhs with a great person. But if you take the truth from anyone, you appreciate the chokhmah himself, says the Baruch. It's the chokhmah himself. I don't have to give you a smach. It's logical. You yourself admit it. You're the only one child of Hashem. Hashem loves you. So why can't you make yourself happy? So I told you. Say, be happy. Hashem knows what he's doing. No more. But that's the way I'm taking it. I'll tell you where I'm taking you. It's a Baruch. The Gemara says, it's greater to bring in guests and entertain them and to give them Yiddish cards and anything. More than Shkina comes from. Where we learn from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu reached the highest enjoyment. Avraham Avinu, Hashem comes to visit Yerushem and Avraham, Hashem comes to visit Avraham Avinu, visits him. Can you imagine greater pleasures having that Hashem comes to entertain you? No, but Hashem didn't speak to politics. Didn't speak the football game. Spoke a game called Terekula. The greatest cabbage could be. All of a sudden, these three Arabs. Shemishtachu Rafaragu and they bow down to the dust of their feet. The lowest of the lowest. And he's a dilemma. Here I'm having such a wonderful time that the ultimate is Anagar Hashem and the Shechina with me. But if I want to treat the three Arabs, I have to let go. Say, enjoyment which I have with Hashem. And he leaves Hashem. And he says, Hashem, please wait for me. Something more important to do now than to be with you, to enjoy you. And he leaves Hashem, please wait until, and he goes. And he feeds the three Arabs, and then the whole story. So, more dashes from here. He says, it's more appropriate to be like that. So that you more. Says the Meral, how could you understand? Zog the Meral. When Avraham Avinu went to bring the three Arabs and teaching them, it didn't mean the chesed to the Arabs, it's chesed to Hashem. Can you imagine the pain of Hashem? These three Arabs have the same potential. They all come from the same order. They all have the potential of Tzelem Elokim to become like me. And they, unfortunately, don't know who they are. They're boiling down to the dust of the feet, the lowest of the lowest. Who is in the Tzad? He's not in the Tzad. The Arab is enjoying whatever he is, a Bedouin, he's whatever he is. Hashem! I gave it the potential. And when I go down, I'm actually Yehokim Shchintim Afra, I'm actually bringing a Shem's Tzad out of that. So the Marav, what he did chesed with Hashem. So the Gdolach Nusav, when you go down, when Hashem comes to you and entertains you, that chesed Hashem does to you. But when you do, when Rumi, he does chesed with HaKadosh Baruch. So you could see everything which you could do, if you have a very personal relationship, if you think about Yovan, to darken that relationship, he don't believe in you. By the way, he said, this is our final test. The Yovan Yankel of Hadar, the Yankel left alone, the Yovan Yankel is alive, that's darkness, that is Yovan, the final test we have. But no, Yovan, Baruch Hashem, we are here. But are we really here? It's one of the very interesting phenomena we have today. Sometimes the more you succeed in tolerating in mitzvahs and sheifas and growing, more unhappy you are. Because after all, you don't get what you wanted. More fruming you out, the more you want. All the Shalom Bayis problems come because she's not frum enough for me, she's not helping me out to learning. And Chirach is not going. It's a paradox. The more I grow in Torah mitzvahs, in a shtarik, the more reason to be unhappy. Because I wanted to get whatever, and I never get it. And I always get sliding down, I always fall too. So the other Kishima went the Sarishal Esav. He fought him a whole night, the whole goals. We are here. He's stronger than him. That is really stronger, it paints your happiness. Very did I damage him, Yivego Kafirechoi. What is Kafirechoi? Broke out of wood, you know that you're child of Hashem? That has been touched. David limping. But I didn't say, but Sulafa Pishachot is so good. He's still a child of Hashem. The fact that you strive and be disappointed in you, but don't put away the simcha that I'm a Jew. It's very interesting. Gemara says in Gemara there that Ahecha Nireloi. How did the Sarah Shal Esav look when he came to fight? So one opinion says Kalisti Mezuya, like a loaded robber killing of Hitler, Stalin, killing you. We all know this. It's the same enemy. He breaks it anyway. Either takes the Torah mitzvah, nothing, and he makes a secular Jew out of you. Or he makes a Talmud Chochem. In the Talmud Chochem, yeah, you're broken, yeah, like this garbage I was treating. What breaks him? His Talmud Chochem. He puts him in a pedestal, whatever, then you start becoming, I need, I have to go to Uman, I have to make his boy do this, I have to feel it, I have to do, I have to fly high, I have to do. And he doesn't know, he has ups and downs and ups and downs. He can't just simply think, I'm so appreciative being a child of Hashem. Why did I have this very much? Hashem, what's up there? And I'm not going to be a child. It was a great godel. This is the greatest godel of the greatest godel of the previous generation. Came out now, Sefer of his droshes, and he says, it's a beautiful thing. He says, "Velo yochel kunam kaviga bekaferechoy." And then, the boy Shemesh, and the light came up, which light? Lo yochel light. You can overcome it. So what additional light do you need it? You're a wonderful from Jew. You have to be light enough who you are. You're the child of Hashem, broke out of you. When the sun came out, he got cured. And then he said to the mouth, "No. Now acknowledge that I made it. I defeated you. Bless me." The Bore Chosen, he blessed him. He capitulated. Dominus. What did he tell him? Loikoreshim Chod Yankov. You're no more going to be called Yankov. Yisroel, Yikoreshim Echo. We have two names, Yankov and Yisroel. When they fight us, you die with their Yisroel. Listen to Mizron. It's only Toya. Toya has to make the light. It's called Yankov. But when they don't fight, you come to the Talmud Chochem, you produce Torah. You have to bring out Israel. So, Afa Pishachot Israel. No, you call Hashem Chayakov, it's not going to help you. Therefore, you see many times, from people, the more the frumer are, the more they're striking, the more unhappy they become. Because they use Yankov, that's the Moedal Emes. But Doiver Emes Bevova, but who are you really? I'm the only child of Hashem, and what Hashem made is for the good. Even that field is also for the good, Hashem is going to make more home for it. That's called Doiver Emes Bevova. That's a similar now. And that's what they'll be holding today. And this is called when Mashiach will come, but it's not going to rule yet over the world. This is our time of today. Therefore, it's most important thinking in that direction. It's not only gathering information, it's very important, but every piece of information that you picked up, how do you penetrate them into your heart? How do you share it with your wife? How do you share it with your friend? What are you talking about? Now, what is the enemy? What blocks that flow from head to your heart, Hesach Hadas. Hesach can be kosher Hesach Hadas. Now, there was a debate about Rabbi Pinkus' opinion. Some people said, "Why was who said so?" When you had these dirty movies, after some people looked at them, the oiver of Israel, the Gila Royce, Isiru the Rises, but yet we prevented them. It's a very valid argument. But yeah, got, but the other ones who looked at it, okay, it was Hesach Hadas, but it was kosher. And that's the both of them are right. It depends. When I was fighting Hitler, when I was hiding out as a goy in the Holocaust, we were in bunkers or yeshivas, we were in Siberia, Jews had to do this and this and this. And we had to fight, we had to keep our identity and so and so. You couldn't learn Torah. You couldn't you needed the kosher entertainment. You needed the kosher entertainment to survive. Today nobody's fighting you. You're fighting yourself. You don't allow the light to come into your head because of Hesach Hadas. It's a different time, it's a different issues. Or let me give it the better. The whole Haredi newspapers was introduced and endorsed by the Chofetz Chaim and the Imre Emes in Poland, and the Jewish people were attacked by socialism, communism, Zionism, and all. One end, we needed to know in news, because it's the time of war, you have to know what's going on and so on and so on. And the only supply was the secular media. So they came up to save the Jewish people, they shouldn't be poisoned by the secular media. So they came up with the religious newspaper. Wonderful. It was a Hatzolah. So you need a kosher entertainment, the kosher media. Today, nobody's fighting you, nobody thinks that stupidity, everything. Who needs it? So today we have the kosher media, right? Ramodiya, Yeter Neman in English and all the languages, for Shabbos, you have a Musa for Shabbos, stuffing yourself. It's the biggest Hesach Hadas, kosher Hesach Hadas. That's Yoma. How can you afford to do that? The minute you start making homework, energizing, you light in your head, bring in simple Hesach Hadas. In other words, today when a person doesn't need it for business, to be exposed to certain modem, to certain internet, which he needs, email, whatever that is, of course, if he needs it absolutely, like a Dayak Achrina, says the more honesty.
And I guess he needs it. So he has to try the best and all the most kosher and the best that he could do and so on, and put very big discipline. I'm only doing it for this time, for this business, that's it. But not a bit, that's a bit more. Anyone who doesn't need it, he could have kachrin, you could survive without it, so, and he still has it, even kosher, says the Gemara, he could have kachrin. The trash of Philoitzim is saying enough, if you never looked. In other words, if anyone has the internet, anyone has a non-kosher telephone, and is very well disciplined, never looked anything which is Enso Kadas, the fact you have it, you don't need it, Rashi Gemara calls it to Rosh Hashanah. Because that's your enemy. That's your enemy. You wouldn't put poison into your kitchen cabinet. Your wife knows what to do with it to clean up the pipes. But your child may drink it one day. And you also by mistake once, so you could mistake middle of night to come up half drunk, half asleep, anything. In other words, you have to know what the war, you don't have Hitler, you don't have Zionism, it's all gone. Today the Hesach Hadas is the blockage. So means any exposure, it shouldn't interest me anything which is not helping me to get closer to Hashem. I'm not interested. Just like a person not interested in a person who doesn't know anything about sports, is not interested in sport, doesn't talk to him. Okay? What a difference? Can you help anything? Obama, yes, this and anything is affecting me, I have to know, I will know. I'm interested. And you know, why do you have any texting for it? Why are you curious to know? In other words, when you read a newspaper, a kosher newspaper, and you don't see in every headline Hashem, it's Bittul Torah, it's Hesach Hadas. I could look through the Modi'a in the morning in 3 minutes, all the headlines, and you see, laughing at the world. Hashem makes such simple fun of us. Fun of us. The whole world. You have goals of the Goy today. Is anyone in goals by the Goy today? There's no discrimination, democracy, freedom of speech. If anything, the Goyim is a godless bias. All the Goyim are godless by the Arabs, Yishmoel. Everyone's petrified of the Arabs. The Arabs claims all of us, and everyone's blaming us. So it comes out the whole world is godless by you. So people in Israel have such anti-Semites, and such this, and such Arabs, and such Obama, such. Hashem announced the word. What do you want? Don't you see, Baruch Hashem, have nothing to lie. That is today's function. It's very individual. If you know what to do, save your brain in your thinking capacity positively. Take all the information which you've developed in your head and work and rub it into your heart. Without ayom v'shvay salivrecho. And that discrepancy we create with that, that's yovon. And that's simple Hesach Hadas. We don't utilize our thinking capacity in the proper way. Therefore, the more we take with information and we have that thing, that's what you. And when is the symptom that you start seeing that you have a connection to Hashem? You could be happy. You could accept your things. Whatever is happening to you, you relax. I'm taking care of Hashem. There's nothing what to worry. Only that's what you be simple. It's safe for simple when it comes out from the goddess.
Sorry, one second. Next in the Mafia 10:1, everyone's reminded of the Swiss trader for Shimon Cohen and Colin Spoon about it.